Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
So, as you may have gathered, today is turning out to be showdown day for the future of the MTA, at least the short-term future of fare hikes and service cuts. Governor Patterson is meeting with transportation advocates right now as we speak, and we're expecting a big announcement from him on both the short-term operations and the long-term financial solvency of the MTA at about noon. But State Senate Majority Leader Malcolm Smith has beaten Patterson to the press conference podium and just wrapped up an event which we didn't know was coming earlier this morning. We did know about the governor's, in which Malcolm Smith detailed the Senate's own plan for the MTA, much more modest, much more focused on short-term fixes, and without any of the big headline items like East River tolls. We're going to play some clips from the state Senate leader in just a minute, but joining us to help us process all this is Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief for the Daily News. Hi, Ken. Welcome back to WNYC.
Good to be here.
And let's take a listen right off the bat to a bit of Malcolm Smith's press conference from moments ago. Here he is talking about how the Senate feels they have been kept out of the loop on the MTA's capital plan.
As of right now, we do not know what that plan is. We do not have that plan, and therefore our conference has some questions about basically giving authority or writing a blank check when we do not know what those plans are. And an analogy of that is pretty simple. If I go to the bank and ask a bank to provide me with a loan to build a house, the bank is not going to provide me that loan unless I have plans that are approved from an architect and approved from the appropriate authorities. And so therefore, not knowing what the MTA's plan at this point is causes into some question as to us giving them a blank check. We don't want to have an AIG situation with the MTA.
Ouch, Ken Lovett, comparing the MTA to a possible AIG situation. But flesh that out for us. What is it that Malcolm Smith feels the state Senate doesn't know about the MTA's finances that it needs to know before enacting a bailout plan?
Well, one of the questions they've raised is they've said, well, you know, the MTA initially said they would need up to $5 in per car tolls on the bridges. Then when the Assembly put out its plan that would toll the bridges $2, the MTA said, yeah, we can live with that. They're saying it would be $300 million less than the MTA initially said, and they're saying, well, if you were telling us it was a must-have before, then what about this $300 million shortfall? Why can you suddenly live with that? That was a big item, and probably the biggest question we've heard over the last couple of weeks.
So transparency in the MTA's plans was a big part of Smith's argument, but there seem to be a few other key components as well. Let's take a listen again to Malcolm Smith, State Senate Majority Leader, talking this time about oversight, the scope of the plan, and even the federal stimulus money.
We're going to be looking for a task force to be established on transparency and public information. The public has made their opinion and their voice very clear to us that they were not comfortable with the MTA's transparency, nor are they comfortable with how they have basically spent their tax dollars that they've given to the MTA. Also, we are looking for oversight for the controller of the state of New York so that he has the ability to do a further investigation as to the way the MTA is dealing with their resources. Also, as I said earlier, we will come up with a capital plan. And in that capital plan, Long Island and upstate bridges and tolls, bridges and roads will be part of that plan as well. And finally, and this one is where we have to do more work on our part, but we do know the stimulus package has money for shovel-ready projects, some of which the MTA may be looking to put forward. But in addition to that, we are going to make sure that the shovel-ready projects have input from the members of our conference in addition to the public.
You know, as I listen to these clips, Ken Lovett from the Daily News, I don't know if this was all that was in the news conference, but it sounds like everything that Malcolm Smith is talking about really comes down to turf. The state Senate wants to be in it. The state Senate wants to make sure that they have power here. But what's the actual plan? I mean, some of the politics of the economics is that they're going to have to fund the MTA some way in the short term if we don't want to have these draconian fare hikes and service cuts that the MTA is warning of. But East River, Harlem River tolls are politically unpalatable to members of the legislature. The payroll tax that could be imposed as another alternative on all businesses that are within the MTA region, politically unpalatable to a lot of people. So did he actually come out with a plan this morning that the Senate could vote yes on?
Well, he did come out with a plan. Now, the question is whether they'll vote yes on it. But what he did propose, or yes, there would be no tolls on the bridges. However, the MTA was looking at a payroll tax that was about 33 cents per dollar that businesses within the 12 MTA counties would pay. The Senate is the Senate Democrats are proposing that would be 25 cents on every $100.
So for every $100 yes. that an employee is paid, there would be a 25 cent tax.
Yes. And then they would allow for a fare increase. The MTA was talking about 8% if this bailout plan was enacted. They're talking about 4%. The Senate would allow it go up 4%. They're saying that those two actions alone would raise the needed money to close the operating deficit of the MTA. What they've done is they've decoupled the capital plan. So there's no money in this plan for capital funding. They say that they don't have to really deal with that till the end of the year. That would give them time to do this outside forensic audit. Also, a lot of lawmakers, traditionally, when transit capital funds are discussed, so are road and bridge projects upstate and on Long Island. It's kind of been a tit for tat. You know, we'll support your capital projects if you support ours.
And we heard that in the clip, the promise to include those upstate and Long Island roads and bridges.
Right. And make no mistake what this really is. This is a face-saving proposal for Malcolm Smith, who's been under an extreme amount of pressure. Because he just hasn't been able to deliver the votes for any of the other proposed packages. He has 32 Democrats in his conference. They need 32 votes to pass anything. So all it takes is one member, and in this case, there's been six or seven members who've opposed the tolls, or they've opposed the payroll tax, or they've opposed both. So it's been a hard, hard time for him to get any kind of consensus. They know they have to do something, so this is probably the best he can do. It's still unclear whether they would get the votes on this, whether the Long Islanders would support the payroll tax. There were two Long Island Democrats who said they wouldn't.
So you mean Malcolm Smith, as leader of the Senate Democrats, was in a way lobbying via press conference to the members of his own conference?
Well, he had a lot of members around him, including the so-called Gang of Three. Actually, the Gang of Four. Hiram Montserrat was back in the fold and opposing the tolls with his former Gang of Three members.
Three dissident Democrats from that conference. But do we have any quick reaction from the MTA to this plan? Are they good with that? Governor Patterson meeting with transit advocates right now. Do we know what he's going to say when he comes out to the podium in a few minutes?
We don't. We know that the Assembly Democrats have put out their own plan that included tolls. Those I've spoken to said they expect they're still going to push that. The governor has been alerted of this plan. The question will be, does the MTA feel it goes far enough? And whether or not they can count on the capital funds and going through this again at the end of the year.
Well, I guess they would have to, because I guess when your house is, everybody's using these house burning down analogies these days, right? So I guess now when your train station is burning down, you don't think about building five new train stations. You think about putting out the fire in the one that's already up. So maybe that's just the hand that they've been dealt, even though the Ravitch Commission came out with what I thought was a very forward-looking, long-term plan for capital improvements, for building transit infrastructure. Maybe they have to retrench from that for the moment, figure out how to fill this unexpectedly huge gap because of the recession, get through this next year, and then come back and revisit the larger picture, do you think?
I mean, they might have to, and certainly it's a template for negotiations, but, you know, as the hours go on in the day here, we'll definitely get a clearer picture of that. You know, a lot of the businesses only supported the payroll tax because the drivers were going to be paying their fair share as well. Now, Malcolm Smith was asked about that, and basically he said, you know, we don't care what the business community says. If this is the plan we're comfortable with, we're going to move forward with it.
By the way, Josh, writing on our website, says, please stop saying draconian. If I hear it one more time, it's going on my list of overused words to be expelled from the English language, along with maverick. But I think it's actually worth mentioning that this got put into the very common lexicon on this topic by the head of the MTA, Lee Sander, who I think surprised a lot of people. Ken, did he surprise you when a couple of months ago he came out and said, if we don't have something like this plan, tolls or payroll tax or something, the service cuts and the fare hikes are going to be draconian? And it really landed in the language of the media because Lee Sander put it there. Were you surprised to hear that draconian, a word from someone in his position?
No, I really wasn't. I think the MTA now, a lot of this stuff was, you know, they're doing, and, you know, we can go back several years with the dual books that they kept and things like that, but they really have been starved of operating cash, starting with George Pataki when he was governor. And they lost a lot of money. They had to borrow a lot of money to pay for operating and other thing expenses. And the result is there's these massive holes now. They've got a lot of debt. You know, we're seeing problems, or we face potential problems that we haven't seen since the 70s.
That's right. So momentarily, David Paterson, the governor, is going to emerge. We tried to get Gene Rushinoff from the Strap Hangers campaign, the transit advocacy group, to come on with you, and he couldn't do it because he said he would be meeting with the governor right now. So I guess they're discussing the Malcolm Smith plan, and they'll have a response momentarily. And, of course, we will update you throughout the day on the WNYC newscast. Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief for the Daily News, thanks for doing this.
Anytime.
This program was produced by Megan Ryan, Jody Avogan, Paige Cowett, and Nadia Zonis. Debbie Daughtry at the audio controls. I'm Brian Lehrer.